For the next hour, we're going to review the decisions from the Commissioner of Education that were signed in 2017. My standard disclaimer, I know most of the lawyers who litigated these cases are in the room. It makes it a little tricky, but I'm sure I'll get something wrong about your case, and I apologize in advance for that. Through monthly public information requests to TEA by our tireless administrative staff, we've compiled what we believe is a comprehensive list of Commissioner of Education decisions. The agency made a special effort this year to ensure that we had every decision, so I'm relatively confident that the list in your materials is complete. There are some summaries at the beginning of the paper, and there's a chart that begins on page 9. When you're looking at the chart, if there's an asterisk next to the case, that means that there's a summary in the paper above. I want to thank Leslie Story in our office for doing the lion's share of summarizing decisions for the materials. So by our calculation, there were 47 commissioner decisions, not counting special education decisions. So how does that compare with years past? Since I've been doing this update, the number of decisions steadily declined with a little bit of an uptick this year. You'll notice that in 2013, there's a decline in the session that year. The legislature gave the commissioner a deadline for issuing a decision 240 days after an appeal is filed. That and clearing out a lot of old decisions kind of accounts for that decline there. Mike Morath began serving Commissioner of TEA January 4th, 2016, so 2017 was his second year at the post. All the decisions are signed by him, except for ones related to Dallas ISD. I think he recused himself from those because he used to be on the board in Dallas.